Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irvine, Texas. The title of his preaching is Each of Us is Called to Be a Prophet.
From Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things God has wrought on earth. The word of the Lord. Today we celebrate for the very first time Saint Oscar Romero. Oscar Romero was martyred on the 24th of March, 1980, and is a great light in our part of the world, a great light for the church. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was Romero's daily bread. He lived on the Paschal mystery, life, goodness, giving away one's life for hope and love and joy. It was what he preached each and every day as Archbishop of San Salvador in the small Central American country of El Salvador. As Archbishop, he chose to live in a very tiny little apartment connected to a community of active Carmelite Sisters of Divine Providence, who to this day run a little small hospital for cancer patients. It was there, in the small daily mass chapel of the Sisters, that Monsignor Romero was gunned down on March 24th, 1980. As he was celebrating a weekday mass. Just 2 weeks before Romero's martyrdom, he had given an interview to the Mexican daily newspaper Excelsior. In this interview, Romero gave an eloquent summary of his understanding of a Christian's participation in the Paschal mystery of Christ. This is what Romero said. "I have frequently been threatened with death," he said. "Though I must say that as a Christian, I do not believe in death. I believe in the resurrection. If they kill me, I shall rise in the Salvadoran people. I'm not boasting. I say this with the greatest humility. As a pastor, I am bound by divine command to give my life for those whom I love. And that includes all Salvadorans, even those who are going to kill me. If they manage to carry out their threats, I shall be offering my blood for the redemption and the resurrection of El Salvador." That quote comes from John Sobrino. At first, Romero's words ring with an almost, "I have it under control," attitude. However, nothing could be farther from the truth. There was no pride in Romero's encounter with death. He understood the death and the resurrection of Christ in the way that many mystics understand love. From the inside out, from lived experience, The French Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, frustrated at one point in her short life with the reality that she'd never be ordained a priest or to be able to go to a foreign land as a missionary, she said in a moment of mystical rootedness, "Then I shall become love." For Thérèse, becoming love was not just some intellectual affirmation. It was the response to God, who had called her to pour her life out in loving compassion. Thérèse transcended all boundaries and limitations by allowing God to become love in her. Oscar Romero, I believe, did the same. Like Bonhoeffer and Martin Luther King Jr. and Rutilio Grande and the four Mary Knoll martyrs of El Salvador, Ita, Dorothy, Maura, and Jean, Oscar Romero moved beyond simply consenting faithfully to believe in the resurrection of Christ. He entered totally into the Paschal mystery. Romero so fully and so freely poured his life out that the Paschal Christ became one with him, body, soul, and spirit. "I live," said St. Paul, "yet no longer do I live, but Christ lives in me." I think that the path that Jesus has called us to is precisely that, to enter deeply into the Paschal mystery in whatever way it comes to us. From the day of our baptism, our lives and our deaths are supposed to be a witness to this Paschal mystery. And the way that we enter into that journey, that Easter journey, is through our daily response to the living Word of God. Archbishop Romero was profoundly aware, in fact convinced, that it was his preaching, perhaps more than anything else, that rooted and united him with Christ. It was the word that he heard and the word that he preached that gave Romero the courage to continue his journey with such deep faith. I think that Romero knew intuitively that God was calling him to give everything, even his life. "A bishop will die," he said in an article in the Excelsior newspaper prior to his martyrdom. "But the Church of God, the people, will never die." After another attempt to bomb and destroy the ISAC's radio station of the Archdiocese, Romero commented, "If someday they take the radio station away from us, if they close down our newspaper, if they don't let us speak, if they kill all the priests and the bishop too, and you are left a people without priests, each one of you must become God's microphone. Each one of you must be a messenger, a prophet." Romero had no doubts. The word of truth is eternal, and it will rise in the hearts of the faithful. As we know, it is God's voice that is weaving itself through history and through the universe. And it is that voice that becomes a flesh each and every day in the words of those who speak the truth. God's word, hidden within the limited clay words of the prophet, is an eternal word. It sounds forth for all ages. Might we go so far as to say that the cross is the most powerful of pulpits? After all, it is there that we hear the words of the Good Shepherd echoed through the lips of Oscar Romero. "My voice will disappear," he said, "but my word, which is Christ, will remain in the hearts of those who have wanted to receive it." And in our psalm today we hear, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and the mountains plunge into the depths of the sea." God bless.